In just a few moments, we'll stand and sing number 557 to give you an opportunity to make your life right with God. And as we just sang, room in God's kingdom. There's room in the kingdom for you, and all things have been made ready that you might become a kingdom citizen this very hour. We're glad you're here today. We have visitors with us, and we thank you for coming. Hope that you will feel comfortable as you make your visit with us. Encourage you to get your Bible and search the scriptures with us. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Thus we turn our attention to the Bible, the Word of God. Visiting the local Social Security office this past week, there was a big banner with the words, "Someday I will." That's a common expression. In light of that, I'm asking you, what is your someday? There are a lot of people who at one time or another have said, "Someday I will." For one person, it may be, "Someday I will quit my smoking." You know, there are a lot of people in our society who smoke and use tobacco. And there are those who don't know how to feel about that. Did you know that almost 55.8 million Americans, that's 21.3% of the population, are current cigarette smokers? 12.4 million smoke cigars, and more than 8.8 million use smokeless tobacco, and over 2.3 million smoke tobacco in pipes. Maybe you've heard somebody say, "Someday I'm going to quit my smoking." Let me suggest to you some reasons why your someday needs to be today. One reason for that is because it harms the body. You know, cigarette smoking accounts for about one-third of all cancers, including 90% of lung cases. Smokeless tobacco, like chewing tobacco and snuff, also increases the risk of cancer, especially oral cancers, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. The scriptures emphasize the importance of taking care of this body. And Paul wrote the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, he said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? For you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Another reason why you need to make someday today when it comes to quitting smoking is because it brings premature death. According to the Center for Diseases Control and Prevention, tobacco use is the leading preventable cause of death in the United States. Did you know that cigarette smoking results in more than 480,000 premature deaths in the United States each year? And so, in light of those reasons and many others that could be cited, let me suggest to you that you need to make someday today. You know, when you're young, you're big when you smoke, and when you're old, you're big when you quit. But let me suggest to you, for somebody else, when it comes to "someday I will," they might say, "Someday I will give up my drinking." Drinking of alcoholic beverages is commonplace in our society, isn't it? You see it everywhere. It's at the pharmacy, it's at the grocery store, it's in many of the restaurants. You've been to a Major League Baseball game. It's common to hear, "Hey, beer man," as people try to get all of the gusto that they can. And some people may be heard to say, "Someday I'll give up my drinking." Let me suggest to you that you need to make that day today. In Proverbs 20 and verse 1, "Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." And then writing in chapter 23 of this book of wisdom, He said in verse 29, who hath woe, who hath sorrow, who hath contentions, who hath babbling, who hath wounds without cause, who hath redness of eyes? The answer, they that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. And then he said, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beat me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. You know, there are some who try to justify social drinking. They would agree that it's wrong to get drunk, but as long as I don't get drunk, just a little sip every once in a while, maybe a little social drink, like at an office party, or share a beer with a friend. The Bible does not only condemn drunkenness, but social drinking, all forms of drinking, because in verse 31, he said, look not. Don't even look at it. It's the same kind of language that he uses in reference to the strange woman. In other words, stay as far away from it as you can. When Paul wrote the Galatians about the works of the flesh, he included in that drunkenness, Galatians 5:21, and said, and such like, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. When Peter wrote Dispersed Disciples, he talked about in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 3, our life in time past. And in that context, he mentioned excess of wine and also banquetings. A banqueting is a drinking party. So that shows the scriptures condemn all forms of drinking alcoholic beverages, from social drinking to full-fledged drunkenness. Somebody said, well, it's just the excess of wine. A little wine won't hurt, or is it wrong? Well, look down at verse 4. He said, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot. So if it's just the excess of wine that's wrong, then is it okay to cause a little riot, just as long as it's not excessive riot? Or maybe you tell your child, now, don't get in much trouble. Is it okay for them to get in a little trouble? No, it's just language that condemns drinking alcohol in all forms and shapes and sizes. And so there are those who say, someday I'll quit smoking, or someday I'll give up drinking. But you know, for a lot of people, those days never come. Someday seems to never get here. Let me suggest to you that you need to make that someday today. There's something else I want to talk to us about. That is, there are those who will say, someday I will go to church. Maybe you're talking to your friends out here in the community, and you try to invite them to come to the services. And you might hear somebody tell you, someday I will. That's their someday, going to church. You know, the importance of the church is seen lots of ways. And it needs to be realized by you and everybody else out here. It's seen in that God planned it, Ephesians 3:10-11, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's seen in the fact that Christ built it. He said, I'll build my church, Matthew 16:18. It's seen from the standpoint that Christ shed his blood to purchase it. How many things would you shed your blood for? He shed his blood to purchase the church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ, Acts 20, and in verse 28. And the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 10 and in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. You know, there are some members of the church who are not attending like they should. Maybe you try to talk to them about that, and they say, someday I will. Maybe they're just too busy with other things, and the Lord gets crowded out. Nothing wrong with having a full schedule. Nothing wrong with being busy. But the problem is when we get so busy with other things that the Lord begins to be crowded out from his rightful place. We're to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, our mind, our strength. That's the first and great commandment, Jesus. In Matthew 6, when he talks about those who were concerned about physical things, and he made a list of reasons why you ought not be so worried, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." That word first means before everything else. And so I need to get my priorities in order. There's one fella who was encouraged to make his someday today, to get started attending like he needed to. And he said, "Someday I will when I get straightened out." Guess what? He did get straightened out one day when they brought his corpse into the building for his funeral service. Unfortunately, that was too late for him. Don't wait till you get straightened out that way to come to church, as we often use that expression. But let me suggest to you another area we need to think about. As I thought about someday I will, and I began wondering, I just wonder, what is your someday? Maybe it's not one of these, but maybe it's something else. Maybe a person would say, "Someday I will be more faithful." You know, the scriptures put much emphasis on faithfulness. The Lord said, as recorded in Revelation 2 and in verse 10, "Be thou faithful." How long? Unto death. That is, even to the taking of your life. And connected with that, faithfulness is the promise, "I'll give thee a crown of life." You know, there are a lot of folks who aren't as faithful as they could be. We need to realize from the book of James in chapter 4 and verse 17 that to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. A lot of times it's not a matter of not knowing, is it? The problem is not doing what we know to do, not as faithful as we need to be. In the book of John in chapter 15, the abiding chapter of the Bible, the Lord said in verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." In verse 6, "If a man abide not in me," what about that man, Lord? "He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." And then in verse 8, he said, "Herein is my Father glorified." How do you do that? "By bearing much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." One reason some people aren't bringing forth the fruit that they ought to be is because they're not as faithful as they need to be. And he uses that illustration of the vine and the branches. You take a grapevine, for example. Would you expect to find a cluster of grapes on a branch that has been disconnected from the vine? It won't work that way, will it? It's going to wither. It's not good for anything but to be cast in the fire. And that's the application the Lord made of the disciple who becomes disconnected from him, who's not faithful like he should be. He's not glorifying the Father. He's like that withered branch to be cast into the fire and burned. Some may be described by the use that Peter made of a dog and a hog. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. When in this book of remembrance, he said, "If after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed her wallowing in the mire." That's an ugly picture, isn't it? The dog and the sow, or the hog. It represents those who aren't faithful as they ought to be. And maybe that describes you. Maybe you're not as faithful as you ought to be when it comes to serving the Lord. And perhaps you've been heard to say, "Someday I'll be more faithful." Maybe that's your mentality. One of these days, someday, when I get around to it, I'll be more faithful. We need to make up our minds that today is going to be that someday. I'm going to be more faithful today. Starting today, starting right now, I'm going to be more faithful. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be unmovable. I'm going to always abound in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. I'm convinced that there are some Christians who have just enough religion in them to make themselves miserable. What about you? Someday I will. Is this your someday? Someday I'll be more faithful. Or maybe it's something else. Number five. Someday I will be more involved in the work of the church. You know, there are two groups of people, basically, when it comes to a sporting event. There are spectators, and then there are participants. And I think sometimes there are those who have a tendency to view the church in that way, as if it's a spectator event. And that they're not involved, they're not participating. They just kindly watch and observe as to what's going on. God expects me to be a worker. We sing a lot about that, don't we? To the work, I want to be a worker. There is much to do. There's work on every hand. And if this book teaches anything at all, it teaches the importance of being active and involved in the work of the Lord's church. Like 1 Corinthians 15, 58, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And when Paul wrote the Ephesians in chapter 4, he talked about the importance of that. He, in verse 16, said, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body under the edifying of itself in love. You might underscore a couple of things there. Every joint supplieth and every part working. What would you think if you had some joints that just in your physical body that quit supplying? Maybe your knee. You got a pretty important joint there, don't you? What about your elbow? It's going to quit supplying. Kind of cripple you, handicap, hold you back, right? What if you had some parts of this body that decided they're not going to work anymore? Maybe your right arm, your left leg, your kidneys, your liver. What if they just decided, I'm not going to work. I'm going to quit supplying. Think what impact it has on the spiritual body, the church, when there are joints not supplying and parts not working. Let me share a little something with you that asks this question. Do you just belong? Are you an active member, the kind who should be missed? Or are you just contented that your name is on the list? Do you attend the meetings and mingle with the crowd? Or do you stay at home and complain both long and loud? Do you take an active part to help our cause along? Or are you satisfied to be the kind to just belong? Do you ever go to visit a member who is sick or leave the work for just a few and then talk about the clique? There's quite a program schedule that means success if done, and it can be accomplished with the help of everyone. So attend services regularly and help with hand and heart. Don't be just another member, but take an active part. Think this over. Fellow member, are we right or are we wrong? Are you an active member or do you just belong? Good question, isn't it? Someday I will be more involved. Someday I'll be more active. I want to urge you to make today your someday. Let me explore another area with you. Number six. Somebody might tell you, or you might hear someone say, someday I will be baptized. I think about a situation in the New Testament where Paul reasoned with a man about spiritual matters. Remember that? Governor Felix in Acts 24. He reasoned with him about righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, and he trembled. And he said, when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee. What's he saying? Someday I will But you know, there's no record where that someday ever came. In New Testament days, when folks obeyed the gospel, you know when they did that? The same day. They didn't say, someday I will. Look at Pentecost, for example, in Acts 2. Folks were in Jerusalem to keep the day of Pentecost, the feast day of the Jews, known as the Feast of Weeks in the Old Testament. And on that occasion, Peter preached Christ among all nations. He talked about the fact that he had been taken with wicked hands, crucified and slain. He was buried. He rose. He was exalted at the right hand of God in heavenly places. And the Bible says when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. They said, what shall we do? They were told what to do. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. Acts 2:38. And they said, someday we will, didn't they? Let's look at that. Look at verse 41. Acts 2:41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and when that happened? The same day. You have to underscore that in your Bible. They were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The same day. Let me give you another example. In the book of Acts in chapter 16, we read of a jailkeeper in Philippi. And he said to Paul and Silas, as recorded in verse 31, or 30 rather, what must I do to be saved? That's the greatest question you could ever ask. What must I do to be saved? They told him what to do. Believe on the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Spake unto him the word of the Lord, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, Romans 10:17. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Did you notice in this story where the jailer told Paul and Silas, someday I will? No, you ought to underscore in verse 33, the same hour. When was he baptized? The same hour. Not someday, but the same hour. You see, the Bible teaches the necessity of baptism. Jesus said, he that believeth is baptized should be saved. Mark 16:16. Peter penned in 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. There are those who think that you get saved and then later, sometime down the road, someday, I'll be baptized. As if it's two different things. You get saved and then you're baptized later. No, the Bible doesn't teach that. You see, the Bible puts salvation after baptism. Look at the order. Mark 16:16. Read it. Don't take my word for it. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Salvation doesn't come before, but after baptism. We need to know that. And in Acts chapter 2, notice they were told, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And they were baptized the same day, and the Lord added them to the church. Some people talk about joining a church and then they're baptized later. No, they're not two separate processes. What you do in being added to the church, you do in receiving the remission of your sins. And what you do in receiving the salvation from your past sins, you do in becoming a member of the church. It happens all simultaneously when you hear, believe, and obey the gospel. Instead of saying, someday I will, how about saying, see, here is water, what doth hinder me? Or as Ananias said to Saul, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Not someday, but the same day. One other area I want to talk with you about, and that is sometimes there are those who will say, someday I will be restored. There are some who have fallen away. There are those who have obeyed the gospel. They've been baptized, but they're not what they ought to be. They're not faithful. They've not been attending like they should. They're not working. They're not worshiping. Involved in sinful activities, and the Bible teaches it's possible to fall away and be eternally lost. In Galatians 5 and 4, Paul told the Galatians, you're fallen from grace, and you don't want to do that because we're saved by grace. Ephesians 2 and in verse 8. It's a possibility that there are those in this audience who need to be restored. You need to be like the prodigal. who said, I have sinned. And like Simon, who after he was baptized, his heart was not right in the sight of God. He was in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. And he was told by the apostle Peter, repent and pray that the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Acts 8 and then verse 22. He didn't say, someday I will. Or one of these days. No. He said, pray for me. And James taught, confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another that you may be healed. James 5:16. John said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. 1 John 1 and then verse 9. It's been suggested that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, there are those who have lots of good intentions. There are those who have intentions of doing all these things, maybe. Someday I will. But unfortunately, for most people, someday never does come. And I want to suggest to you that the Bible teaches in the book of Proverbs 27 and verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day shall bring forth. And in Luke 12, we read about a rich man who had plans for many years. How many more days did he live? Not a single one. As God said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And James in his epistle talked about those who said that day or tomorrow we'll go and to such a city and continue there a year. We'll buy and sell and get gain. Basically, he said, wait a minute, hold on. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. He said, ye know not what shall be on the morrow. In light of all of that, may I kindly suggest to you, make today your someday. As the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, Paul said, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. If we can assist you in making today your someday, maybe you need to be restored. Would you come with a penitent heart saying, I have sinned? We'll pray with you and for you. Should you be in need of being baptized, we'll take you to a place of water, and upon the confession of your faith, we'll gladly immerse you for the remission of your sins. If you need to be more involved, aren't you resolved no longer to linger? If you need to be more faithful, to attend like you need, and to give up some bad habits, won't you do that now as together we stand and sing?